Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 136, and I want to start this episode by saying, and strap in for this, to follow me on Instagram, and I'm not sorry, there I said it, I'm not sorry, and I'm saying this not to get more followers, truthfully, that's not a big deal to me, but what is a big deal to me is showing you that really, I think you could be whoever you want in life, and you should never judge a book by its cover. Like, it's a powerful thing to know that for yourself, that you could be all kinds of things, totally different things. You could have different interests, different hobbies, different styles, and no matter what, you should own that. You could be a lady in the streets, but a freak in the sheets. Isn't that the saying? And I say this because personally, if you don't know me, or if you just saw me or heard something about me, you might have a tendency to jump to a conclusion about who I am. Right? You could be like, douchebag, look at that guy, listens to a lot of house music, drinks a lot of protein, goes to the gym. He says things like lit and fam, like forget about it, forget this guy, right? At least that's kind of what I assume people might think at a glance. But like, that's not who I am. Far from it. Like, those things do not define me. I'm defined by other things, my mission, my purpose, my passion, my writing, creativity, those kinds of things. And the same goes for you in big ways. Like, you have things that define you that go so far beyond how you look, the things you own, where you live, all those things. So I just wanted to show you this truth. And what better way to show you than who I am in real life? IRL. Isn't that what the kids say? IRL. IRL Case Kenny. So you can follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. Give me a follow there. I'll show you what I'm talking about. So rant over there. But I am very passionate about that. You are who you are based on who you are, not the things you wear, the things you own. That's not it. Your truth goes so far beyond that. So check it out at case.kenny. And I'll get right into it with this episode. And you might be wondering what I'm talking about with the title of the podcast. Well, sit tight because it's going to make a lot of sense in a minute. And I think it'll be something you'll never forget that you can really take to heart and live by. It's a pretty simple thing. But to start, Here's a truth that I've learned recently, and admittedly, it's a truth that kind of snuck up on me. Like, it snuck up behind me and kind of scared me. Like, literally, I saw this quote the other day, and I wrote it down immediately because it literally stopped me in my tracks when I saw it, when I read it. And I was like, I didn't really know what to think. And the quote said the following. It said, "One day you'll stop being asked what you want to be when you grow up, and instead you'll be asked what you wanted to be." One more time. One day you'll stop being asked what you want to be when you grow up, and instead you'll be asked what you wanted to be. And I read that and I was like, oh, damn, like that hit me. That slapped me around a bit. And that's what I want to talk about in this episode. That are you doing everything you can to become who you want to be? That's the question. And I'm not talking about your career here. I'm not talking about, I want to be an astronaut. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about who. W-H-O. Who you want to be. The person you want to become. Are you doing everything you can to try new things, push yourself to really, actually, for real, become who you want to be and what you want to represent, who you want to represent? Or, you know, are you kind of just guessing, taking what's easy, what's given to you, and hoping you'll just kind of magically become that person? Because, you know, as much as I tell you and I talk about in the podcast all the time that, you know, I firmly believe you can change who you are at any time in your life, that you could stop doing one thing and start doing another at any time. You know, as much as I say you can hit reset and be someone new, at a certain point, like, your habits and your character they start to speak for themselves. And at a certain point, it gets harder and harder and harder to undo who you've become. It becomes harder. And if you're not paying attention, you can become someone who has left a lot of potential on the table. And I, for one, never want to be that person. I never want to be that person who left potential on the table and who regrets it. And I don't think you want to either. You know, you don't want to ask yourself, who did I want to be when I grow up, and then realize that you're nothing like that person. I don't want that. You don't want that. So I'll ask you right now, who do you want to be when you grow up? Seriously, I'll ask you that. Ask yourself that question. Who do you want to be when you grow up? And I don't care if you're 17, 25, 35, 45, whatever. Ask yourself this. I asked myself this. I'm 31. I said, yo, Case, when you grow up, who do you want to be? And I asked myself that, and I wrote down some of the answers for you. I said, I want to be kind and empathetic. I want to be kind towards myself, kind towards others. I want to be successful, but also equally as focused on impact rather than dollars. I said, I want to be a confident motherfucker. I said, I don't ever want to be overly self-conscious, and I want to make decisions for me, not based on what others think. I want to be spontaneous. I want to be anything but boring. I want to travel, try new things, meet new people. I said, I want to be creative. I want to write, speak, and create. I want to have millions of like-minded people enjoy what I do. And I said, I want to share my life with someone who shares in those desires, but who complements them and keeps me in check. My ego pushes me out of my comfort zone and reminds me of that purpose when I forget it. So those are some of the things I wrote down about who I want to become. So then the question from there is, am I doing everything in my power to become that person, to become that dude? That's the question. Am I pushing myself? Am I being spontaneous? Am I being creative? Am I willing to embarrass myself, try new things, meet new people, travel, all those things I listed? Or am I not, right? That's the question. It's pretty simple. Or am I not doing those things? And I'd love for you to ask yourself the same questions. Do the same exercise. Do that so you never have to worry about looking back and realize that you never put in the work to become the person you once set out to become. And that's all I'm saying in this episode. And here's a quick story I heard that kind of complements this. It's about Paul McCartney, John Lennon of the Beatles. It kind of gave me the idea for this episode, this idea of creating your own life and not falling into one that doesn't reflect who you want to be. So there's this quote from Paul McCartney. It was like an interview or something that he was doing. And he was talking about his and John Lennon's process for writing songs. And Paul said, he said, John and I literally used to sit down and say, now let's write ourselves a swimming pool. That's what he said. Let's write ourselves a swimming pool. Meaning, let's sit down and write a song that is such a hit that it makes us a ton of money so that we can go and buy a swimming pool. Right? Just like that. And I like this. I like this a lot. Not in the sense that you should be, you know, ultra money driven or materialistic or set goals around things like that, but in the sense that you should live your life with this type of mentality, that you're going to live your life with the intent of creating what you want, writing for the person you want to become. You know, live your life and write yourself that swimming pool. That's the message. Write yourself that thing you want to be. Become that person you want to become, the values you want to reflect. Does that make sense? That you have to live your life with intent. Intent, that's the word. You have to. And you always have to keep that intent in mind, the person you want to become in mind. It should always be on your mind. Seriously, because otherwise I think it's so, so easy to just float and become a B-rated version of yourself, a sloppy seconds version of yourself. And I always try to keep this in my head, the image of who I, on a personal level, want to become. And then when I'm faced with stressful situations, times where I'm not feeling confident or whatever, I hold this idea of who I want to become, that swimming pool idea, in my head, and it helps push me. It really helps push me. I think it could help push you as well. Example here, and if you follow me on Instagram, you saw me post this video live the other week. Shameless plug there, at case.kenny. But the other day, I went to happy hour with my buddy Matt, and we had, you know, maybe like three drinks, nothing crazy. But at some point, we were kind of just joking about the service. the good service. Like the server, anytime we took a sip of water, was there on the spot to top us off. Like we always had full water, and we just thought it was funny that she was so on top of it. Just A plus service for sure. And Matt, he's a funny guy. Doesn't always realize it, but he's really funny. He thought it would be hilarious if he got up and started walking around and serving other tables water. Like if he walked up and pretended to be a server and greeted them and poured them water. And so he did. That's what he did. He waited until a new table was seated. They just sat down. He grabbed a pitcher of water and walked right up. Like he just straight up walked up. Hey, how's everyone doing? How's your Friday? And he poured the table water in character, everything, and then just walked away. Boom. And they had no idea. And in retrospect, I thought this was hilarious. But in retrospect, it probably wasn't as funny as I thought it was. But I loved the fact that Matt did this. Like, as confident and as goofy as I am, I didn't want to do it. Like, it sounded awkward, embarrassing. But good old Matt just went for it. And I don't know exactly what was going on in his head, but I'd venture to say it was in line with what I'm suggesting and advocating for here, that he wanted to be someone who was carefree, goofy, and didn't care about embarrassing himself. And that if he didn't do this thing, if he didn't take this opportunity, he wouldn't be moving towards becoming that person. And so he did it. And that's all I'm saying here, that was his swimming pool. And he went and wrote that. His swimming pool was being carefree, goofy, and not caring about embarrassing himself. So he went out and he made himself that way. And that's the simple message here, that if you want to write your swimming pool, you have to fucking write your swimming pool. Like, it's not going to write itself. You're not going to become the person you want to become. All those attributes, hopefully you listed out, all those values, all those things you do, unless you take steps to write that story, unless you take the time and push yourself to become that person. Like, I'm very driven by this idea, and it's been very helpful in my life. And I never want you to feel guilt or shame or things like that in your life, but I'm really motivated by those feelings. And when I keep this idea in my head of pushing myself to become who I want to become, and then when I don't do it, I feel guilty. I feel a little bit of shame just because I'm so connected with this idea of writing my own swimming pool. And I don't want to feel guilt or shame or like I let myself down. And so now I do everything in my power to not have those feelings because I'm so motivated by this idea of writing my own swimming pool. That's a huge motivation in my head. It's very, very emotional, very motivating. It's that simple. Like now when I'm presented with situations or opportunities where it'd be comfortable to not do something or to stay quiet or to not speak up or to not do something or to do something that's not in line with who I want to become, that little voice is in my head, that voice that's reminding me that I have to go out and create my own swimming pool. It's like, Case, do you want that swimming pool or not? Which one is it? And then in those scenarios, it then becomes super obvious of what I have to do. You know, I have to make that call. I have to walk up to that person. I have to travel on that trip. I have to eat healthier. I have to do that last set. I have to not say that mean, spiteful thing. I have to help that person. I need to check my ego, so on and so on. And so it's through those scenarios, through those opportunities to explore myself and push myself that I am, in effect, becoming the man that I want to become. And the same goes for you. Your actions, what you do, what you don't do, what you say, what you don't say, those things will lead you to either become who you want to become or not. Like, I think it's that simple. And I think it's super helpful to remember that you, of all people, of all influences in your life, are 100% in charge of writing your swimming pool. You are in charge of becoming that person. You know, and if you don't believe that, if you don't live that, you're going to be fine. No problem. You'll live a fine life, but you're not going to end up becoming who you want to become. You're going to end up leaving a lot of potential on the table, and you're going to live a sloppy seconds version of who you could be. I like that. That's it. Sloppy seconds. I think that's the title here. That's a version where you know who you should be. You've tasted it before. You've seen that person before. You've been that person before, but then you kind of just stop. You stop pushing yourself. You stop going beyond your comfort zone, and you just kind of accept who you've become. You kind of just accept who you will become by following the grain, by following the dotted line. That you become the sloppy second version of yourself. And I certainly don't want that for me. I don't think you want it for you. I want to build a life that I'm proud of. I want you to build a life that you're proud of, a life that you fought to build, a life that you wrote for yourself. It's a life where you envisioned that swimming pool and then you went out and you wrote it. You wrote it for yourself. You pushed yourself. You know, you pushed yourself to be kind, empathetic, driven, successful, creative. And when presented an opportunity that scared you or an opportunity where you felt awkward or out of place, you pushed yourself because you knew that it's in those scenarios where you become that person and you write your own swimming pool. You say, oh, hell no, to sloppy seconds. And to offer up a little bit of variety here, I've been on a big music kick today. I mentioned the Beatles, but let's switch it up and talk hip hop. Artist St. John, he just released a new album today. It slaps. It's great. It's awesome. And there's a song on it called All I Want Is a Yacht. And there's some lyrics in it that I like. And the lyrics say, all I want is a yacht and on some top and a coupe by the spot and a bad bitch to cook. Fuck a book. I never read. Everything I got, I took. And you just have to excuse me delivering that. But you can take that however you want. I think my dude needs to read more. But what you want and what you get comes down to what you take. Everything he got, he took. Like that's the message there. And the question goes back to you. You know, what are you taking? Are you taking advantage of the opportunities given to you? Opportunities, scenarios, context, people where you know you need to push yourself, explore what you're capable of. That's the question. And I hope you ask yourself that as often as you can. And that's all I've got for this episode. I want to keep it short. Like, that's my message for you, to always remember that if you want a swimming pool, you have to create it for yourself. If you want a bad bitch, a yacht, you have to take it. These, of course, are metaphors for the person you want to be, that you have to push yourself to become that person, the person, again, that you want to become. Otherwise, you're not going to get that. You're going to become kind of just a watered down, sloppy seconds version of who you could be. But again, I love you. I believe in you, and I know you can push yourself. And sometimes you just need that little reminder. So this is a reminder to keep that swimming pool in your mind. And the more you do this, in the moments that matter, in the opportunities that are presented to you, then I'm confident you'll make the most of them. So that's it. I'm going to end it right there. As always, I'm super grateful when you all share the podcast. So if you could share this episode with someone who is always pushing themselves, the Matt in your life, tell them you're proud of them and that this episode reminds you of who they are, what they represent. Or again, as always, share it with someone who could use this message, this reminder. So that's it. Thank you for all the support, all the shares, ratings, reviews, DMs. It really does mean a lot to me. Let me know what you're thinking, or if you have a question or idea for an episode, shoot me a DM on Instagram. And until next episode, I'm out.